I'm Elizabeth Keone, and I'm the program coordinator at Mississauga Library, and I also co-chair MCX, and this is the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Elizabeth Keone, Library Program Coordinator, about Mississauga Comic Expo 2025. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. Elizabeth Keone is a Program Coordinator for the Mississauga Public Library, located in Mississauga, Ontario. Additionally, Elizabeth is responsible for helping to organize the Mississauga Comic Expo 2025, also known as MCX. MCX 2025 is an annual event taking place November 14th and 15th at the Hazel McCallion Central Library in Mississauga, Ontario. Attendees can enjoy workshops, panels, cosplay, photo shoots, tabletop board games, demos, video game free play sessions, presentations, and more. Saturday's lineup also offers exclusive exhibitors and special guests located on the four floors of the Mississauga Library. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Elizabeth Keone, Library Program Coordinator, about Mississauga Comic Expo 2025. Elizabeth Keone, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thank you for having me today.
I
really appreciate the support.
Well, I appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, but I've got a lot of questions for you. But before I get going, the first one I'd like to ask is, what was the first comic book that you read?
Well, I absolutely adored the Archie comics growing up, and I would get so excited to get a new one from my aunt or, of course, at the library. But when my sister was in university, I would often steal her graphic novels that she had to read for class, so like Mouse and Persepolis, and that really reignited a love of graphic novels that hasn't stopped since, and it only grew through my career working at a library and prior to that when I worked at a bookstore.
Ah, very good. Yeah, those are great graphic novels to read and get under your belt, so to speak. And you just mentioned a library. You work at the Mississauga Public Library. I wonder if you could describe your role there.
Sure. I'm the program coordinator for adults and older adults at Mississauga Library. Part of that role is co-chairing the EXO with my colleague, who is a program coordinator for youth and young adults. And we lead a team of library staff each year that plan the Mississauga Comic Expo. We each have different roles, but for the expo, I typically focus on the facility and programming bits.
Ah, and you just mentioned the topic of our discussion, the Mississauga Comic Expo. For people who aren't familiar with it, how would you describe it to someone?
So the Mississauga Comic Expo, otherwise known as MCX, is a free, family-friendly event held at Hazel McCallion Central Library on Friday, November 14th from 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday is full show operations. This is where we have all of our exhibitors and programming all day. So it's whether you're a seasoned convention goer or a first-timer, we really do have something for everyone.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
The Mississauga Comic Expo is also celebrating its 10th year this November, so it's really not one to miss. It was started 10 years ago by some very passionate staff who wanted an accessible and free comic expo for Mississauga. So it started small, but it quickly grew into the event you see today. Last year, we saw 9,200 customers visit the library on Saturday, and then we kind of calculated it was about 6,000 attending the expo itself. So it's really a great success after hosting MCX at Living Arts Center in 2022 and 2023. Due to the library renovation project here. And before that, we did it a few years virtually during COVID.
Right. Yeah. I've always liked being at those events, not only just the camaraderie, but the fact that it's an exciting place for new handhold readers to sort of gauge and interact with creators. It's wonderful. Here's a loaded question. Why is the event being held at a library?
So Mississauga Comic Expo is held at Hazel McCallion Central Library because the library is really designed to be a community hub. It's a place that celebrates creativity, storytelling, and learning in all forms. Comics bring together art, literature, and popular culture, which really aligns perfectly with the library's mission to promote reading, imagination, and accessible cultural experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I've talked to a lot of creators, believe it or not, they get some of their start at the library, you know, looking up, you know, whether it's their favorite creator or have the opportunity to see new books and that sort of thing. And then, of course, having their own books in the library, too, is another form of sort of outreach to new readers who might not have the opportunity to get to a bookstore. So it opens up a lot of doors, let's speak, for a lot of folks. So great. You mentioned this before, but maybe you could delve into a little bit more about your role at MCX. What will you be doing?
That day of, I just make sure all the programming's running smoothly, our exhibitor check-in. We have so many programs on all levels, so we have to make sure those are staffed appropriately, checking in on our exhibitors, hosting programs, welcoming guests in our atrium when they come in, make sure they know what's going on, that they feel welcome, and that they know where to go to visit exhibitors, programs, and such.
Yeah, you have a lot of volunteers that help out too. I know from past events, it takes a village, so to speak, to make this thing happen. It's not just yourself and your staff. You have a lot of volunteers too.
Yeah, we have a team that has coordinated the event up until day of, which consists of library staff. And then we also ask other library staff for day of assistance. So you'll see the planning team as well as our day of library staff. And then that's also supported by our volunteers who are graciously volunteering their time to help us with a very busy Comic Expo.
Absolutely. You got to know where to go. And sometimes it's a bit difficult of people who might not be familiar with the event, like, where do I find this? And speaking of that, can you talk about some of the events? What can attendees expect when they visit MCX this year?
So on Friday evening, it runs from 4:30 to 8:30. This is the night we do very light programming, kind of like an intro to the expo. We focus on gaming, like tabletop games, video games, Dungeons and Dragons. We're going to be screening a few movies, and we have a puzzle escape room. And then that really leads into Saturday, which is when the library comes alive with full show operations. So on Saturday, we have exhibitors on every floor from level 0 to 4. And we also host programming all day. So we have workshops, which highlight our exhibitors and comic creators, panels. We have an indie game showcase, sketch challenges, which is one of my favorite parts of MCX, board games. And we also have the MCX trading post, cosplay photo shoots, a red carpet, and more.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little bit of something for everybody, I guess, so to speak, right?
Yes, we really try to make it so that there is really something for everyone. When attendees come to visit Hazel McCallion Central Library, in our atrium, we'll be having a welcome table. So we also have passports that we're going to be handing out that list all of the programs happening that day, where we highlight the exhibitors and comic creators that are going to be doing the programs. And we also have a fun scavenger hunt around the building. Each level, we also have a floor map, so folks really know where the exhibitor tables are and all the programming happening on each floor.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me when I was at the library is the, I don't know if it's happening this year, is when the kids dress up, younger folks, let's say, and they go on a sort of a tour of the library.
Yeah.
And with their costumes. I think that's always kind of neat.
Yeah, we're going to be having that this year. We try to have it right after our story time in the morning, and we have library staff lead all the kids dressed in their cosplay and costumes all around the library. And this year it's going to stop at our maker stage, where we do our cosplay red carpet. And that's for all ages. Everyone can show off their cosplay, walk the carpet, and they also have a chance to win a prize that's graciously donated by our exhibitors.
Nice. Very cool. Now, you mentioned stuff that people typically experience. Are there any new experiences planned for this year's event?
So this year, we really wanted to focus on building up a few programs that we had recently introduced in the past year or two. One is the Trading Post, which takes place on level 4. So it's now on Friday and Saturday. And the Trading Post is really the perfect place to seek out new items, trade merchandise, or find a special piece you've been searching for. So attendees are invited to donate or take an item. We also have our Trap Mississauga, who's running a puzzle escape room on Friday and Saturday, and we're bringing back our cosplay red carpet this year as well.
Nice. Now, I know typically there are many exhibitors who participate in this event, but do you have any special guests you like to showcase?
Yes. So our lineup this year is stacked. We really had a focus on our panels and workshops on bringing creators in to teach us. So all of our sketch challengers are extremely talented. The sketch challenge is I feel like I always say this, but it's one of my favorite parts of MCX. We have three comic creators basically sketching in front of a live audience and taking their ideas. And then someone in the audience takes home one of their sketches, which is pretty special. So Allison O'Toole, Derek Laughman, and Jason Lau will be participating in our panel on building a career in comics. Jason actually used to work at the library, so he had a hand in starting MCX, and he's always done the MCX artwork with a new look rolling out this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I got the chance to see it online, and that's kind of neat. It actually tells a story about a young creator and working herself into the industry, so to speak. So it starts with a dream and it comes to fruition. So that's always kind of neat for sure. So lots of special guests, lots of things for people to attend and discover. Where can people find out more information though online before they get to the venue?
So for more information, you can visit mississaugalibrary.ca/MCX. On this page, we also have a link to our Eventbrite. So if you sign up for our Eventbrite, we'll email out any updates regarding the event. So it's always good to check our website as well as sign up for the Eventbrite.
Very good. Well, Elizabeth, those are all the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
Well, I just want to put it out there. Please come to MCX and bring your best cosplay. We want you to walk our red carpet and kind of see full show operations in your best cosplay look.
I guess the other thing too to mention is that with the holiday gift giving going on, this would be a great opportunity to pick up a book for a special someone too, I guess, from the exhibitors.
Yeah, so all our exhibitors are going to be selling their books, and we also have a lot of exhibitors that have the perfect holiday gift for you, whether it's something they've crocheted, candles, or their new book.
Thanks to Elizabeth for the chat. You can discover more about MCX 2025 at mississaugalibrary.ca/MCX. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit the True North Country Comics website to listen to even more conversations and discover more from creators on making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And you're encouraged to send any and all feedback to john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2025.